All right, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at something pretty interesting, I think. It's this platform called Anonymous on Wall Street, created by Platform One.
Anonymous on Wall Street.
Yeah. And I think our listeners will definitely want to know how this app, this platform, lets you compete in stock challenges, but like without anyone knowing who you are.
So like secret stock challenges.
Yeah. And what's really cool is we actually got our hands on their terms of use, you know, the legal stuff, but also some social media buzz. And get this, even some notes about how this whole thing even got started.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's exciting, Kurt.
Definitely. It's a bit of a mystery, though, isn't it? Like, why would anyone want to be anonymous in the stock market? I mean, isn't it usually all about, like, showing off your wins and stuff?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Like, where's the fun in keeping it all secret?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I guess it could be... maybe it's a way to avoid all the pressure, you know, like all the bragging and competition. Maybe it's just about like pure strategy.
That's interesting. Maybe if you're not worried about what everyone else thinks, you can like take more risks, you know, or try strategies that are a bit out there.
Yeah, totally. You wouldn't be afraid to try something different. It could like attract a whole new kind of investor. People who like just love the challenge, not all the attention.
Okay, so let's like break it down. How does this thing actually work? Like the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay, so picture this, like a stock market arena, but everyone's wearing a mask, right? The app, which is still in beta, by the way, only for Android for now, it lets you make a portfolio, a fake one, and then you compete in these challenges against other people. But the catch is, nobody knows who's who.
Okay, so like, let's say I win a challenge, but I don't want anyone to know it's me.
Yeah.
How does that work?
That's where this company, Duck Build Platforms, they call it DBP, comes in. They're like the anonymity police, I guess.
Anonymity, that's funny.
Yeah, but really, they're like the protectors. They handle all the data. They make sure it's all accurate. And they scrub out any personal information before anything's made public.
So not even the people running the challenge, the sponsors, they don't know who wins.
Nope, no clue. They can see how everyone did, the rankings, all that, but no names, no personal stuff.
Wow. They're really serious about this whole anonymity thing.
Well,
but wait, if this DBP company is handling all the data, does that mean, like, are they the ones actually making the trades?
No, actually, that's where it gets interesting. See, both the app and DBP, they say straight up that they don't do any of the regulated stuff. So no processing orders, no account statements, none of that, like a regular broker would.
So it's kind of like a separate game almost, a simulation, but with real stocks.
Not exactly. You see, you're actually using your real portfolio and making real trades through whatever broker you already use. Think of it more like a really fancy scorekeeping system.
Oh, okay, I get it. So it's tracking your real performance, but anonymously, and then compares it to everyone else in the challenge. But hold on, the app has to get real-time stock data from somewhere, right? How did they like make sure that data is accurate, especially if like any delay could mess up the whole competition?
Yeah, good point. They use this company, Intrinio, for the real-time stock quotes from, like, the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, all the big ones.
Okay, so it's legit data.
Yeah, but, you know, they're honest about the fact that there can be delays, and they really stress that, like, users should talk to, you know, real financial advisors for advice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're trying to be, like, right, offering a realistic experience, but also making it super clear this isn't, like, a replacement for professional advice.
Exactly. They even have these disclaimers about, like, how accurate the data is and stuff, and they say any ads in the app, they're not endorsements or anything like that.
So it's really for serious investors, people who are comfortable, you know, with taking on some responsibility. Mm-hmm. But what about, like, security? What are they doing to protect user data, especially with all this focus on anonymity?
Now, this is where it gets even more interesting. Basically, they put all the responsibility on the user.
Huh.
Yeah, like, you're totally responsible for keeping your phone safe, keeping your own records, because, get this, account recovery is impossible.
Wait, what? You can't get your account back if you lose your phone?
Nope, not at all.
Wow, that's pretty intense. They're really all in on this anonymity thing.
For sure. Makes you think about, like, the level of trust involved.
Yeah.
Right. You're trusting them with your anonymity, but you're also taking a big risk yourself.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're giving you the tools to invest anonymously, but you're on your own.
Exactly. And that brings us to another interesting part of this, the founder, their vision for this whole thing. Like, what kind of investor were they even trying to attract with this platform?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm definitely curious to hear more about that.
Well, you'll have to wait till part two of our deep dive for that.
That's a cliffhanger.
Mm.
All right, well, we'll be back soon to dive deeper into the founder's vision and what it might mean for the future of anonymous investing.
It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. So, you know, as we've been talking about this whole platform, this Anonymous on Wall Street thing, something's been on my mind.
Okay, what's that?
This whole idea of anonymity, right? It makes me think about some bigger trends, you know, like in the world in general.
Okay, I'm listening.
Like, think about it. We live in a time where, like, privacy is becoming more and more important, right? Like,
yeah.
A big deal.
Yeah, totally. With all the data breaches and stuff, everyone's worried about, like, who has their information.
Exactly. People are way more cautious about what they share online these days, you know? But how does that, like, connect to investing?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, in a way, I think this Anonymous on Wall Street thing, it's tapping into that same feeling. You know, like, people want to be part of things, but without, like, giving up their privacy.
So they want to be in the stock market, but, like, invisible.
Yeah, kind of. Like a secret society of investors or something. And that's what makes the founder's vision so interesting.
Oh, yeah, the founder. Tell me more about that.
So according to the notes we have, the founder was really into this idea of invisible success, which is kind of cool when you think about it.
Invisible success.
Yeah,
I like that.
Right, right. They felt like... the traditional way of investing, it was too much about showing off, you know, the cars, the bragging rights, all that stuff. They wanted to create a space where, like, success was all about how well you did, not, like, who you were.
Hmm. I see what they mean. It's like taking away all the social pressure and just focusing on the pure skill of it.
Exactly. The founder believed that a lot of talented investors, like, they go unnoticed. You know, because they don't have all the flashy stuff. So they wanted to build a platform that, like, celebrates those people. The ones who just, like, love the game, the challenge of it.
That's a cool idea. You know, it's like everyone gets a fair shot no matter what their background is.
Right. It's about creating a, like, a true meritocracy in investing.
Okay. So we've got this platform designed for anonymous investing, created by someone who's all about, like, hidden success. But what was their, like, their big goal? What kind of impact did they want to have?
That's a really good question. And honestly, we can only guess. But if you look at, like, all the features, the privacy stuff, the focus on performance, not personality, I think it's safe to say they wanted to shake things up a bit, you know?
Like, disrupt the whole system.
Exactly. They're basically saying, let's get rid of all the noise, all the distractions, and see what happens when it's all about, like, pure talent.
It's kind of a radical idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
And that leads to, like, a whole bunch of other questions. Like, would this kind of platform, would it attract different kinds of investors? Could it lead to, like, totally new ways of investing? Would it even, like, change how we think about success in general?
Wow, those are some deep questions.
Right. It makes you wonder if this is, like, the start of something bigger. Like, maybe we'll see more and more things become anonymous, like professional networking, academic stuff even.
It would definitely change things, wouldn't it? If people could, like, participate without worrying about being judged or, you know, facing consequences.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, there's also downside to anonymity. It's like, how do you make sure everyone's behaving ethically if no one knows who's doing what?
Yeah, that's a good point. It could create opportunities for, like, bad behavior.
Exactly. And the creators of Anonymous on Wall Street, they definitely thought about this. Their system, like, it really depends on users being responsible, policing themselves, you know?
It's a gamble, for sure.
A big one. But maybe it's, like, a gamble worth taking if it means creating a fairer system, you know? A system where the best ideas win, no matter who they come from.
Okay, so for someone who's, like, hearing about this app for the first time,
yeah,
what's the main thing they should take away from all this?
Well, I think the big takeaway is that there's this, like, new way to think about investing, one that's all about, like, skill and strategy, not who you know or how much money you have.
It's definitely a different approach. But for some people, that could be exactly what they're looking for.
Right. And it leads me to this, like, thought-provoking question for you, dear listener. Like, thinking about all this anonymity stuff and the risks involved, what kind of person, what kind of investor would be, like, drawn to this platform and why?
Hmm, that's a good one. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And for anyone out there who's, like, intrigued by this whole anonymous investing thing, I say go check it out. It's definitely shaking things up, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
It will. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of anonymous investing. We'll catch you next time. So, you know, as we've been, like, really digging into this whole anonymous investing thing, there's this one question that keeps coming back to me.
Oh, what's that?
Motivation. Like, what kind of person is really drawn to like keeping their financial life this secret.
That is interesting. It's more than just wanting privacy, right? It's like a whole mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So are we talking about like the super introverted investor?
Yeah.
Someone who like hates the spotlight?
Maybe. It could be, you know, someone who's really data driven. They see investing as this like pure intellectual game and their identity doesn't matter.
Like just the numbers, the strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Or think about this. It could be someone with like a really unique strategy, one they don't want to share, you know?
Ah, so they can test it out without everyone watching.
Right. Maybe they've had bad experiences before sharing their ideas and then poof, someone takes them.
Makes sense. It's like protection, you know?
Exactly. Anonymity as a shield. But it also makes me think about like how we define success. In a world where everyone's like shouting their achievements from the rooftops, invisible success, it's almost like rebellious.
It really is. It makes you question the whole like reward system.
Like, can you be truly successful if nobody knows about it?
That's a deep one.
Right. But it's cool to think about how this platform, this idea, might change how we see achievement.
Imagine that. A world where your like investment returns are the only thing that matters.
Yeah. No fancy job titles, no social media followers, just like pure performance.
A whole different world.
It is. Maybe, just maybe, Anonymous on Wall Street is giving us a sneak peek into the future.
Maybe it is.
And if it is, it'll be wild to see what happens. Like, will it really take off? Will it lead to totally new investment strategies? Or will it just, you know, fade away?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's definitely gotten people talking.
For sure. But before we get too lost in the future, let's come back to the app itself. Like, for someone who's actually thinking about using it, what should they like really keep in mind?
Right, the practical stuff.
Exactly. First things first, this is serious investing, even though it's anonymous. You're still using your own money, making real trades.
So don't go in thinking it's a game.
Definitely not. And you have to be okay with like all the responsibility that comes with anonymity. You're on your own when it comes to security, record keeping, everything.
High stakes for sure.
Yeah. But for the right person, someone who values privacy, wants a truly level playing field, it could be like the perfect thing.
It could be.
And that brings me to like one final thought for our listeners. Like, really think about this. If you could invest completely anonymously, no judgment, what would you do differently? Would you be bolder? Would you try something totally new?
Ooh, that's a good one to leave them with.
Right. Thanks for joining us as we explored this like shadowy world of anonymous investing.
Absolutely. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.